In India, there's cautious optimism about ending the 11-year-old separatist conflict in Indian-controlled Kashmir, a conflict that has killed more than 30,000 people. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
When Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee announced a month-long unilateral ceasefire for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, he said the situation on the ground would determine whether it would be extended. Several weeks in, when it became apparent that violence in the Kashmir Valley had decreased dramatically, Vajpayee told Parliament that he decided to allow the ceasefire to remain in place till the end of January. Just a few hours after the Indian Prime Minister's announcement, Pakistan said it had begun withdrawing troops from the line of control that separates Indian and Pakistani-controlled areas of Kashmir. In Srinagar, the winter capital of Indian-controlled Kashmir, the All-Parties Hurriyat Conference, the political umbrella group of Kashmiri separatists, welcomed both announcements. Security Affairs analyst J.N. Dixit, a former Indian Foreign Secretary and former ambassador to Pakistan, says no one should expect a breakthrough in the very near future, but he says a process has been started that, if sustained, could lead to a durable solution.
I don't think since 1989, when the Kashmir issue blew up again, there has been any situation where the government of India has indicated a willingness to talk to the Kashmiri dissident groups who were taken to the guns. We are willing to talk to them now. And they have responded.
India also appears poised to allow a group of All Parties Hurriyat Conference, or APHC, leaders to travel to Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, for talks with government officials and members of Pakistan-based Kashmiri militant groups. Rifat Hussain, who teaches at Islamabad's Qadiazm University, says the military government of General Pervez Musharraf also appears to be making an effort to improve the climate for future talks.
Pakistan has shown, I think, greater flexibility in allowing the All Parties Hurriyat Conference to take the center stage, which means that the jihadi elements have not been allowed to subvert the possibility of APHC playing some kind of a mediatory role between India and Pakistan. So I think these are some of the indications of Pakistan's willingness to rein in the militants.
Rifat Hussain also says that Pakistan has addressed India's concerns regarding cross-border terrorism by adhering to a new policy of maximum restraint along the line of control, where shelling is often used as a cover for infiltration of militants crossing over to the Indian side. Some analysts in India, however, remain skeptical. They point out that cross-border firing and infiltration always decrease during the winter months, so does violence in the valley. Rama Chalani is with the Center for Policy Research in New Delhi.
At the moment, it's a bit difficult to know whether the ceasefire announced by India and the maximum restraint proclaimed by Pakistan, whether that is really making any difference in the ground situation. And I think we'll have to wait at least until spring to know what really is happening.
In the meantime, the Indian government says it plans to stick to its ceasefire, despite several recent attacks by militant groups which oppose it. The All Parties Hurriyat leaders hope to travel to Pakistan later this month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.